Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And with me, I have Lisa and John Shrimpton.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. How are you, Chris?
Doing good. So you guys been living here in the area? You live in Brighton?
We live in Grafton.
Live in Grafton.
Yes. All right. Up on the hill.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. How long have you lived in Grafton? How
many 24 years?
24 years.
24 years.
Yes. Love it out there. Love it in Grafton.
Now, John, what do you do for a living?
I work for a civil engineering company in St. Louis.
Yes.
And I do inspection work for MSD Sewer District in St. Louis.
Yes.
And that's my real job in this. This thing here
these storage units.
Yes.
You recently built a big one here in Jerseyville. Yes. That does campers and RVs.
That's correct.
And then you got one in Brighton, mini storage.
Yeah, we've got mini storage in Brighton that we bought about 3 years ago and did some improvements, put in fencing and lights and expanded it. And so it's been going now for a couple of years. And then we just did the Jerseyville site on the old shoe factory property.
I know. That's crazy. I went by it the other day. I couldn't believe it. Like, whoa, where'd this come from? Lisa, so did you grow up in the area as well?
I did. I grew up in Fieldon.
She's cool. A Panther.
She's graduated from high school,
yes,
Jersey High School.
That's correct.
All right. And then... did you go to college, or what did you do after high school?
Well, I actually got married and had kids and lived in Florida for a few years and came back to Jerseyville, came back home probably 30 years ago.
I see. And then
now I'm a fitness instructor, and we have rental properties, so I manage them and work on them.
So you stay pretty busy.
Very busy.
Yes. And how old are the children?
See, Kyle is 30, Tanner is 29, Mitchell is 27, and Stevie is 27.
Wow, that's great. All about the same age.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, all grown.
That makes all grown up.
And out of the house.
I hear you. So I know you had regular jobs. You guys were busy as could be.
Oh, yeah.
What possessed you to want to get in the storage business?
Well, we were doing the rental properties, and we're getting older, and they're a lot of work.
The rental properties,
yes. A lot of maintenance, as you know.
As I know, yes.
And it seemed like, what could we do that might not be as physically hard to do? And we had a brainstorm one day. We were noticing all the mini storage, you know, everywhere you go, they're full. And same with RVs and boats. I mean, everywhere they put one, it was full. And it's like, gosh, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
And so we started looking into it. Well, when I did civil engineering, actually designed a few
In
St. Louis years ago. So still kind of had that in the back of my mind, how to do it and this and that. And finding ground was a trick, but came across the old shoe factory
property.
So
you just decided you were going to do it and just...
Yeah.
Were you gung-ho from the beginning on getting in that sideline business?
Probably not from the beginning. But
no, she thought it was a crazy idea.
Why'd you think it was so crazy?
He's pretty convincing.
Yeah.
Just out of my element, I guess.
Yeah.
Something new. Yeah. I don't really like change.
And you had enough to do already, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we thought we'd downsize on the rental properties and do this. So that was a blessing going that direction. Getting rid of the houses made this a lot easier to do, and the property was for sale, and we were thrilled to get it. And
the old shoe factory,
it was,
and it sat kind of vacant for since they tore the shoe factory.
It did. And it's such a historic site for this town, so we really wanted to do something that I don't know, just we want to do something quality on the same site. And we've seen pictures of them. of the old factory, you know, that 3 or 4 story building, big smokestack, train tracks right there across the street, and we just wanted to do something to get
good for the community.
Yeah, good for the community. Yeah. Put that property to use.
I know. You know, the shoe factory, my grandfather worked there since he was like a young teen, you mm-hmm. know, and he mm-hmm. worked for the shoe factory his whole life and yeah. retired out of there. But he traveled around. Yeah. And my dad had worked there and some uncles had worked there. And,
yeah.
And there's a lot of people that
a lot of history.
Worked at the shoe factory.
A lot of history. Stanley had given me a thumb drive that had a bunch of pictures of the building.
You know what kind of shoes they made?
Huh. No.
They made women's shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Well, that's what my grandpa told me. You know, that's what I understood that yeah. he told me. You know,
yeah.
As far as I knew, they produced women's shoes. And yeah. they just knocked them out. You know, because they had a lot of factories.
Right.
The Brown Shoe Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a big employer in town. And
oh, yeah.
I've had several people say, you know, yeah, my great-grandpa, he worked at that. And
you know
so
what?
Did my...
Yeah.
My Aunt Bunny, she was there too, and everybody else.
So with the RV, so you can, that's kind of nice because we don't have anything like that. Right,
right. Right.
So that's kind of, you filled a nice void.
Right.
Typically, an RV is pretty good size.
Yeah.
How tall is your units?
Ours are 16 feet tall, and we actually... I think the standard was 14 and a yeah. half, and we went a little bit bigger just so we knew that anybody came in there with anything would fit.
Right.
And the bays are 12 feet wide, and they're 30 foot and 40 foot. And some have electric you can plug in, some
oh,
don't.
Yeah.
That's an option.
I see.
And everything's under roof. Ironically, we put bird netting. It was a real time-consuming adventure putting this bird netting up in the ceiling on the trusses, so we didn't have any issues with birds making nests and making a mess.
I know that would be that. Can
yeah,
be a mess
well, you know,
sure.
people, you know, they come in with a really nice camper and or boat, and having birds hanging around is not a good combination.
And so, I guess have you rented a few spaces?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got a handful just word of mouth.
Yeah.
And one of the churches in town, they're going to put their church bus in there.
So you could put RVs in there.
Yeah.
And you could put boats in there.
Yes. Yeah. Anything.
Trailers.
Trailers. There's a couple of trailers in there, and I've
tractor,
got a
maybe.
Yeah, got a guy in there just put a tractor in the other day. So that was. Didn't see that coming. That was kind of nice.
You know, keeping your equipment or RVs or even equipment
right
out of weather is,
oh, yeah.
is big.
Oh, yeah. Farmers, yeah. that's they'll tell you rule number one, keep your equipment out of the weather. And the same with those campers and boats. I mean, people pay so much money for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they throw down a lot. And, man, to have that thing. And, you know, we had those storms last month. In January, and there was 2 inches of ice on everything. And I'm driving around seeing some of these campers sitting out, and I'm thinking, man, I wish they knew, wish they knew this was available. They'd probably get that thing in out of the weather.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Lisa and John Shrimpton with me, and we're talking about the new storage facility that they just got done with and just started renting out, and they have some other storage in Brighton. Just a question on the mini storage.
Mm-hmm.
What are sizes? What kind of sizes are there?
We range from 5x10, 10x10, 10x15, 10x20, and 10x25.
Okay.
And
now they have garage doors on all of
yeah,
them?
They've got garage yeah, doors. They're lockable.
Nice.
Like I said earlier, it's gated and it's fenced.
Pretty secure.
Security cameras there also. Oh. Both sites have cameras and dusted-on lights. And, you know, that's a big deal, too, with people having their stuff being secure you know, knowing that it's, you know,
secure and it's airtight and dry.
Yes. And got cameras on it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice. And a variety of sizes and and what do you do though? Because I've heard this. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you do as an owner? You own the property, you own the space, and somebody leaves all their stuff.
Well, that's happened twice.
Yeah,
and
what do you do then?
Well, the one guy he left his storage and moved to Florida, and he called me and he said, here's the combination to the lock. I just don't want to come back and get it. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I don't want to get in there and see what this is.
Oh, yeah.
And we got in there, and it was full of his household stuff. He had furniture and washer and dryer, refrigerator. I mean, everything was. And
so did you do an auction like they
did? No, we thought about doing that, but we just kind of gave it away to people we knew just
because
it was like, good. Yeah, it was easier. But I've heard of people doing that. And that's something that we probably someday may consider doing because I've seen the shows and I've heard about it.
The nice thing, though, that you have the cameras.
Yes.
Right.
So
you can't be putting dead bodies in
there. Right,
or filling up with the tires or something like that. You got the camera on them.
Well, and I know that I've talked to a couple that were friends with some of the sheriffs that drive around, and they say, you know, people pull into those sites, and as soon as they see the cameras, you know, if they're not supposed to be there, they say, okay, I don't want to have anything to do with this, and they leave because they're on camera, and there's 16 at both sites, so everything's covered.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can't get in and out without it.
That's right. And it's on the cloud, too.
Yes, yes. Right. It saves it.
Yeah.
It saves it.
Yeah, so doing some tech talk there.
Yeah.
Mike does all my tech stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so you got those all rented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there any mini storage here that you have, or is it all the big stuff?
It's just the big stuff in town. It's just the RV and boat in town. And, yeah, we maxed out that property with that kind of storage because there really isn't anything like it close. So this is kind of when we first approached the city with the idea, they all kind of looked at each other and said, that's a really good idea. I think this town could use that. That's a great idea. So they were really supportive of us doing this. They thought it was a great idea.
I guess the big advantage, you know, you can think about it is if you leave your RV out on the street, you can get hit.
Yes.
You know? And it's also in the weather, and you park it in the driveway.
Yeah.
Then you got to go around it all the time. You know, it's always in the way.
Yes.
You know?
And this is 24-hour access. You know, we've had people call me in late hours of the night, and it's like, pull in and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. And we give them a code to get in, and they can park it, and we're easy to work with them, and it's their schedule, so it's 24 hours. They can come in and out anytime they want with the gates.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Super. Lisa, have you enjoyed the storage business? Is that kind of a headache to keep track of?
Well, actually, John keeps track of a lot of that. But yes, we're enjoying it much, much better than the rental properties. So much easier to deal with.
Now, do they have electric in those as well?
Yeah, some of them do.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't really be necessary, though.
No, not all of them do. Some of them just park in there, and it's an option.
Now, do people park cars in there at all?
You can. Everything's covered, and it's on the inside. You could. If you wanted to, you can put cars
in there. What's the craziest thing anybody ever stored, you know?
Well, probably that guy bringing his tractor in, just, you know, here comes a tractor down the street, and he pulls it in and parks it. So I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, didn't see that one.
But it's funny, people that own campers, we've found with both sites, especially Brighton, because it's been open a little bit longer, people that camp are a different breed of They're very honest, very forthright, and, you know, how can we help you, and vice versa. very, very nice people.
They are, yeah.
And, you know, they just, it's a really, it's better to deal with those kind of people than, I think, in the rental property business. Yeah. I'd rather deal with people that own campers.
Yeah, they love their camper.
Yeah.
They're grateful
investment.
That they got a nice place to keep it out of the way. That's safe, secure. They don't have to worry about it.
There was a guy that was from Arkansas, and they come up every summer over in Campsville next to the river.
Yeah.
And he was thrilled that he could find a place that he could park his camper, not drag it back to Arkansas.
And not have to worry about it.
Yeah. And he's thrilled with it. He's like, oh, this is a lifesaver. I mean, he was one of the first ones to move in.
Both my sisters loved camp.
Yeah.
Okay, they're campers. And my one sister, Cindy, that lives in the Meppen area.
Yeah.
She goes over and they camp at Pier Marquette Park.
All
the time in the summer, and the weather's nice. They love it.
Yeah, I know.
They only live 10 miles away.
I know, isn't that crazy? It's like, I think I'll go to the park. And, you know, some people drive 4 hours to get there, and they drive, you know, 10 miles.
Right, so.
I know, it's funny.
Is there any other camping spots around? I don't know.
Not that I know of. Boy, that would be something if somebody did.
Oh, but they in Campsville, they still.
Yeah, they do there. And, of course, Pierre Marquette. I think there's a couple of, maybe behind Nutwood, there might be some places back in there that those people set up.
I see.
But, camping is, I mean, it's, I think there's some up in Greenfield.
We used to take, I'm not a camper. Yeah. My wife's not a camper.
Yeah.
She's not into camping. If we go in some place, she wants to stay in a hotel room.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, I tell you, with one of the ways that some of these campers are now.
They are, yeah.
Oh,
I know.
It's not camping.
Right.
It's like bringing your hotel room with you. Some of them are pretty darn nice.
When I grew up camping,
yeah,
you know, and it was fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it as a kid.
I grew up camping, too. We had an Apache camper that folded out. It was canvas. And we used to go camping all year round. We were the crazy ones out there in February.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never did that.
And then we stepped up to one that was pretty nice that had a stove and refrigerator. We thought we were just something else then. But nothing compared to what some of these campers look like now. They're crazy.
I know.
Crazy campers.
My sister had a fireplace in hers.
That's roughing it.
Yeah, that is roughing it, isn't it? Two lazy boy recliners,
yeah.
Fireplace,
big screen TV,
a bar, big screen TV. I'm like,
no,
yeah, they don't rough it very much.
No. It's all different kinds, all different ranges. It's funny. There's a little camper in there. A guy brought in that it's not very big and it's pretty rough. Pretty rough. It's probably 20 years old, and he's just loves that thing.
Yeah.
Just loves it. And he put that in one of the small spots back in the corner, and he's thrilled. And there was another one. He does a lot of traveling, so he's out of town a lot, and he's I'm thrilled to have a place to put it.
It's nice. Well, thanks for building the thing.
Yes.
People appreciate it.
We're thrilled, too.
And to contact you, if they went online, what do they say? What do they do? How to find
you. You can Google Community RV and Boat Storage, and we'll pop up right there on the top.
Okay.
And it's got all our contact information, website, phone number.
If you put RV Storage Jerseyville,
yes, that'll take you there, too.
Take you straight there.
Yeah.
And then give a call. And...
Yeah, and both sites are on there, and you can reserve spots on there. And
nice.
Yeah, it's
That's
pretty
nice.
Handy.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah. So
you can take a look at everything.
Yeah.
And then say,
yes.
This is the one I want.
Yes.
Available. Boom, boom.
Yes. It has a
PayPal
map of the site.
All that stuff.
Yes. It has a map of the site. You can go in and pick the spot that you're comfortable, you know, backing into. So, yeah.
Nice.
Very convenient.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And you guys
Thank you.
Take care and have fun out there.
Thanks,
Thank
Chris.
You.
Appreciate it.